The Blue Water Chamber of Commerce hosts a variety of networking events, connecting their members with leads, referrals, and people they can do business with. See what's happening at the Chamber and how they can help your business grow at bluewaterchamber.com.
Well, we've said it before. We'll say it again. What a year 2020 has been. This has been a year that we have spent a lot more time in our homes, looking around at things that need to be fixed, improved, built. In other words, we've been reaching for our tool belt a lot more. Joining us right now is Stanley Black & Decker's Training Innovation Manager and DIY expert, Audrey Vandecastle, with some DIY tips for us. Good morning, Audrey.
Good morning.
How did you get started, by the way, in this line of work?
Yeah, you know, I kind of grew up with tools. So my dad was in construction and had a home renovation business. So I was always following him around to job sites or helping him on projects. And I think one of my earliest memories is holding a hammer in my tiny two-year-old hand, right, and thinking, wow, this is really cool, and feeling really empowered by it. So, you know, I kind of followed that journey, and here I am today with a bunch of different skills, welding, woodworking, DIY, you name it. So I love being around tools. I'm around tools in my job all day, every day. It's great.
A lot of people, myself included, are intimidated by DIY projects. Why do you think that is?
Yeah, you know, you're not alone in that. And this survey, the Craftsman Built at Home survey that we did, actually found that 60% of people said that they wish that they knew more about DIY, right? So I'm here to encourage you, if you're thinking about it, to go ahead and jump into it, right? I understand that it can be intimidating. You maybe don't know how to use a tool or what tool is the right tool for the job. But there's a wealth of information out there. And really, the best way to learn is just by doing, right? And we actually found that 1 in 5 people learned to use a drill this year for the very first time. So you're not alone if you aren't sure how to do DIY, and now is a perfect time to get some of those skills.
Yeah, I mean, is that the reason that there's been an uptick in DIY renovations? I mean, we're spending more time at home, obviously, kind of looking around, paying more attention to things that we'd like to change in our homes.
Absolutely. And also, you know, the role of the home is changing a little bit, right? It's now our office. It's now our gym. It's now our movie theater, our entertainment center. So our homes are a little bit more than just our homes now.
Yeah. What are some of the easier projects we might want to think about tackling this winter?
Yeah, a great question. So, you know, the project that we found was most popular is just painting a room. You know, a new coat of paint or an accent wall can really go a long way in changing the vibe of your space. And another, a little bit more advanced project that I would say that can really change the feel of your space in a very simple DIY is updating your lights, right? Mm. If you can swap out a light fixture, as long as you make sure the breaker is turned off, right? It can feel a little intimidating, but it's actually a really easy project to just swap out your lights. And that can really go a long way with making your space feel refreshed and renewed.
Absolutely. Yeah. And that can make a very big difference in your outlook. What are some of the tools you like to work with? And what are some of the tools that we should all have, you know, in our toolbox or a workbench or where we keep our tools? What are some of those things that we ought to have?
Yeah, you know, there's so many tools out there. I can understand how it can be, you know, where do you start? But there's really 3 core tools I would say you want to have in your toolbox to get started if you're new to DIY, or even if, you know, you're a little bit seasoned and you want to refresh the tools that you already have. The first one would be a cordless drill, right? Once you have a drill, you see so many projects everywhere, and also those projects just become a lot easier, whether it's putting furniture together or hanging something up. The next tool that kind of goes hand in hand with the cordless drill is a stud finder, right? So for those projects where you want to hang shelves up on your wall or mount that TV on your wall, a stud finder and a drill are going to come in super handy for that. And then the third tool that I would throw in there would be a sander. So sanders can be really handy for refinishing projects. If you've got a piece of furniture that you want to redo, add a coat of paint to. So a drill, a cordless drill, a stud finder, and a sander. With those 3 tools combined, there's so many fun DIY projects that you can get into.
There you go. You mentioned lighting. What's another great project we could maybe take on this winter once the holidays are over? We have a little extra time on our hands.
Yeah, so it's the winter, right? We're coming up on the new year. A lot of people are having New Year's resolutions. So I would really recommend like a decluttering DIY project. So whether that's, like I said, hanging up shelves in your home office or in your kitchen, or putting up a new pole in your closet and purging a bunch of those old clothes out of your closet, you know, decluttering and organizing your space can be a really great way to refresh and restart for the new year.
Absolutely. If we want more information on how to do this or anything else that we've talked about here, where can people go for more details?
Yeah, definitely check out press.craftsman.com for project help, how-to videos, tutorials, inspiration. And if you do get into any DIY projects over the winter, we would love to see them. Post on any of your social medias with the hashtag BuiltAtHome so we can check out what projects you're doing.
All right, sounds good. Audrey, thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye.